Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches, and we'll work those in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Dennis Dotton Carter. Good morning, Coach Dotton Carter.
You there?
Yeah, I got you now. You guys, with a big road win going on the road to beat Albany 33-17, come from 17-7 down. Give me your impressions on the victory and what your team did really well.
Yeah, you know, it was almost two different teams. We came out big Albany drove down the field and, you know, converted two big third downs for first downs on that first drive, and really took advantage of some things we were doing. You know, their run game, which is very good. They looked like they got that going. We were kind of giving some things up, especially on the defensive line front. But, you know, they certainly took advantage. 24, I mean, he ran the ball well, as he usually does, like we knew he was going to do coming in. But then it was good for us to get that first stop and hold them to a field goal and really try not to let them get rolling as they've done in the past. And then, you know, to come back and again, they scored. They scored on their next drive, and we ended up getting a couple points. But to finish off the half the way we did, with a couple touchdowns, was really good. And that last drive before the half ended was a really good job by the offense. Executed well. I think we managed the clock well, and certainly, you know, took advantage of some things that they were giving us in their defense. So it was good to go in where we were at, especially getting the ball back at halftime. And then see the way the guys came out at the half, you know, starting with the kickoff return by Nas, and the way those guys blocked it up was tremendous. You know, it was a game of special teams and then defensive turnovers and then running the football. You know, we played well on all three sides of the football, you know, especially, like I said, in that second half. To have that big return, to eat up as much clock as we did, over 8 minutes, to score a touchdown, you know, not just a field goal, and then to go knock it down on the kickoff at the 15-yard line and then get a pick six. I mean, that was a huge, huge swing in the game right there. You know, and then we never looked back. Now, the guys continue to be opportunistic on the defense. Had another really good game on defense, taking the ball away. And we did a good job protecting the football, again, like we've done through most of the year. And we had the one turnover in the first half. And then, again, talking on defense, you know, Coach Reed made a great call. And we got the interception. We executed it. And it's always a good call when we execute, right? You executed, and we're able to take the ball away, you know, the very next play. So that was huge. That was huge because, again, not only had Albany been opportunistic on defense, taking the ball away and scoring, but, you know, they, when they don't score on defense, they usually score on offense after they take the ball away. So it was good to get the ball back in our hands and then go down and do something with it. So, and I think, like I said, I think we ended the game very, very well, continuing to take the ball away, you know, held them to, I think three drives where there were negative yards on the drive. So, I mean, hats off again to our guys. They played their butts off. They had a great, great week of preparation. They were focused. They were locked in. Even though we got down by double digits, you know, no one ever looked back. No one ever thought that we weren't going to win. They were resilient. They were locked in the entire game. And we beat a very good football team.
What was the biggest change on defense? Like you said, Albany had some success early, up 17-7 and driving to go up even 24-7, but you guys not only forcing the five turnovers, which was obviously huge, but hold them to seven total yards, I guess, in the second half. What adjustments did you make?
Yeah, we really didn't make any adjustments. It just came down to the guys playing better. You know, Albany did a good job, like I said, of running the football. We knew that's what they were going to do. We knew we had to stop the run. And when you watch the film, you just see a guy out of his gap here, a guy out of his gap there, missed tackles, you know, all the things that you practice and make the emphasis during the week, especially when you're playing a back like they have with an experienced and really good offensive line like they have. You know, those things are the emphasis, and they were all week in practice, and we weren't doing it. We weren't executing, especially up front. In that first half when they were really getting yards. You know, and then again, when you talk about getting the ball out, the guys did a great job getting the ball out, you know, swarming to the football, and then, you know, either the first guy or the second guy there, you know, taking pokes at it. And obviously it came out, you know, three times. So there were no adjustments. The guys really just started playing better.
We're here with Delaware head coach Dennis Dotton Carter. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Dennis, did you try to change much since mid-October when you got your new assignment there? Change very little or do a little bit of both?
I mean, change very, very little. And I've said it before. I think the direction that the program was headed with Coach Brock, I think, was the right direction. He did a lot of good things here. He had a lot of good things in place, things that I do not want to change, things that I believe in. There were very, very few changes that we've made here. We believed in the formula. It obviously didn't produce the wins like we want to produce them. But again, you just look at the games and the results. You know, we could easily be 6-3 instead of 4-5 right now. With a couple games that we just finished. If we finish a couple games and play a little bit better, but I don't think that there was much needed to change from what Coach Brock was doing.
To some people, being highly motivated and having a great week of practice, like you talked about last week, would be surprising given the circumstances. Can you understand that point of view, and can you explain why these guys are so motivated and hungry?
Yeah, I can understand that point of view, certainly. But I think our guys are, like I said, I've used the word resilient because that's the best word to use to describe these players. They're resilient, they're hungry, they've faced adversity. Certainly this was a new type of adversity. It wasn't on the field. It was in-house adversity, and they've done a great job of overcoming it. You know, I think back to the first practice that we had that first Tuesday, and you wouldn't be able to tell that something had just happened the way it did on Sunday. The way they came out, their hunger to get out there on the field and practice, it was therapeutic for them to be out there on the field and practice, and it's continued on as the weeks have progressed. Like I said, last week, we had three really good days of practice, a really good walkthrough on Friday, and I truly believe that the guys were prepared. They're working to take advantage of every single opportunity that we're given. Those guys, they're mentally tough. You know, they love the game of football. You know, so playing it is that's what they want to do. This is why they came to Delaware, and obviously they want to win. So they've got that hunger. They've got that drive.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. I've gone around and asked a few of the coaches this morning here on the teleconference. I covered JMU. I was kind of wondering, when you guys came to Harrisonburg, what was your approach in trying to stop and slow Brian Shore? He's obviously, since that game, kind of gone off and had a real good last month here. I was kind of wondering, what was your guys' defensive game plan going into that one?
Our defensive game plan was very simple. Stop the running back. Stop the inside run game. That's what they do well. I should say stop the running backs because both those guys are tremendous, tremendous football players. Both can be starters on any team in the country. And obviously, Brian does unbelievable job of running that offense. You know, once they get the ball, anytime you watch them, once they get the running backs going, it just opens it up for everybody else. You have to stop them. Now you're thinking about, you know, shutting them down, and Shore takes off around the corner, and he's fast. He's a physical kid. He's a great athlete, and he can throw it too. You know, they'll pull it and have him throw it to the perimeter. So they have so many weapons. You can't look at them and say, hey, you know, these are guys. We're gonna cover everybody. We're gonna stop everything. You got to focus on. You got to focus on the most important things, which, you know, certainly in this league and I think in the game of football, is stopping the run. And when you have a team who's got a good run game, you got to work on making them one dimensional. And we obviously did not do that. We made some mistakes from a schematic standpoint in that game. And that's what James Madison does probably better than any team out there, is they take advantage of your mistakes, and they did that to the tune of a lot of points.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dennis, Wes Hill's back in the lineup for you Saturday and responds to 122 yards and two touchdowns. How does he make your run game even better?
I mean, he's an unbelievable football player. You know, he probably shouldn't be here at Delaware. He should probably be at some other program out there, one of those Power 5 schools. But, yeah, he was being recruited a lot of those schools as a linebacker, they recruited him here right before we got here. As a staff, we gave him the opportunity to play running back. It was really a no-brainer. When you look at how fast the kid is, how big and strong he is, you watch him, he gets hit, he brushes off tackles. He's got unbelievable balance, got great vision. You know, he's a special, special football player, so he makes us better. And without him, you know, we're still running for over 200 yards a game without him. I mean, so obviously when he's back in the lineup and we have him, we have another guy who can carry the football and run through the holes that our offensive line creates. I mean, it's certainly a special backfield, you know, no matter who's in there. But when we have all our guys healthy and ready to go, I mean, we feel very, very confident in our ability to run the football well.
Before I let you go, you guys with another tough challenge this weekend on the road at Richmond, as you've started to prepare for the Spiders, what are the challenges that they present for you?
They are a very, very good football team. They're a well-coached football team. They're a very athletic and talented football team. I mean, it's not a mistake that they're, you know, I know they may be knocked out of the top 10. At this point, it doesn't mean they're not a top 10 team. I mean, they're very, very good. You know, offensively, they give you a lot of things to think about. They're going to give you a lot of looks, and they spread the ball around. There's no one person to take away. I mean, you know, Lauletta is an elite player. Brian Brown is an elite player. Both those guys are really, really good. And then the guys, you know, the other guys, everyone else, you know, there are no role players. Everybody is really good. And their offensive line, as usual, is a big, physical, athletic offensive line. And that running back is, I mean, he's a dynamic player as well. He's another really good back who hits it downhill, who is patient, and will make things happen, you know, if you let him make things happen. And he certainly will create plays, too. They know how to create plays. So they'll be very multiple on the offensive side of the football. We'll have to be very disciplined on defense. And then defensively, I mean, you can't say enough about Winston Craig, leading the league in sacks. He's a great football player. You know, the Waller kid, the other defensive end, I mean, he's a tremendous player. Omar Howard's really good. They lost their best, you know, arguably their best defensive player. And, I mean, they haven't skipped a beat on defense. They have a lot of, you know, really good players. They're very talented overall as a team. I mean, special teams-wise, you know, they're certainly they're going to pose a lot of problems for us. But, you know, again, well-coached team, very disciplined team on both sides of the football. And they run around. They run around, and they're athletic and just talented.
All right, Dennis, thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Have a great one.
All right, thank you.